genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show, the Thursday morning edition. I'm Cheryl Fritz sitting in, going out on the phone now to David Nocenti. He is the executive director of Union Settlement Association, which has provided education, wellness, and community building services in East Harlem. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. The article I read that prompted the call to you is very interesting. It was titled, A Math Problem That's Costing People Jobs. The subtitle, There's No Reason to Ask About Polynomial Expressions on High School Equivalency Exams. Apparently, it's difficult to even pronounce it for me. This resonated with me. We've had these kinds of conversations. I work at a TV station here as well in the Lansing area, and stories about this has come up before. Tell me about what your point is in this.
Well, basically, Union Settlement does a wide range of social services, and one of the things that we do is high school equivalency in English language classes for individuals here in East Harlem, which is a very low-income community. And one of the things we're trying to do, particularly in this job market, is get people employed. Increasingly, however, a high school degree is the minimum that employers are looking for, even for, you know, menial entry-level jobs, just because of the high unemployment that's out there. And the problem is that the math component of the high school equivalency exam is by far the highest hurdle for people to try to achieve. Certainly, you need to know to add, subtract, divide, multiply. You need to have reading comprehension, some basic knowledge as well. But the math component, if you actually look at it, has irrational numbers, polynomial expressions, you know, cube roots, the kinds of things that you would never, ever need for any job. And so what I argue in the USA Today op-ed is basically, why are we asking people to learn things they would never need for employment or for most higher education to get the certificate, high school equivalency degree that's really required for employment?
Well, and in the statistics that you list are also pretty fascinating in people without high school degrees in terms of their long-term salaries, in terms of pay, in terms of just long-term success are rather staggering without this high school equivalency.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. If you have either a high school diploma or a high school equivalency degree, you're going to make, on average, $331,000 over the course of your lifetime, more than somebody who doesn't have it. If you don't have a high school degree, you're 48% more likely to be unemployed, and people with college degrees are twice as likely as people to have jobs as those without a high school degree. And that's because employers, and this is really, you know, a buyer's market for employers, because there's a lot of people who are unemployed and looking to work, can say, I want at a minimum a high school degree, but unfortunately we're keeping a lot of individuals out of the job market because they can't do the math. And as a government, you know, as a government policy question, the question for the government policymakers is really, why are we asking people to do something that's completely irrelevant for employment in order to get employment?
Now, there have been some changes made in the equivalency testing, haven't there?
Yes. Yeah, so the GED, which is actually a trademark name by a particular company, Pearson, used to be the only high school equivalency exam that's out there. There are now three different ones with three different publishers. In New York, for example, where I am, we use something called the TASC exam, the Test of Adult Secondary Completion. And most of the exams became harder in 2014 as they looked to align them with what's called the Common Core Standards, which most parents are familiar with from their kids, the change in the educational requirements that's mandated. So as a result of that, the pass rates have really gone down and the number of people taking the exam went down. In 2013, there were about 740,000 people took the high school equivalency exam nationwide, and the pass rate was 75%. The following year, only about 316,000 people took the exam, and the pass rate was only 62%. And then it gets the racial and gender divide is even greater. because individuals who are African American or Hispanic pass at even a lower rate than whites.
Now, are there some folks that would say changing these tests is lowering the bar? Is that sentiment out there?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's the natural response that people say, well, don't we want people to learn and to be educated? And my answer to that is absolutely. You know, as I say in the piece, we want you to be able to shop for food, to do a household budget, to understand your mortgage rate, to, complete an Excel spreadsheet at work. And so I'm arguing that you need to know math, but you don't need to know higher-level math. I mean, certainly it's great for people to exercise, but we don't say you have to run a six-minute mile in order to get a job. We want people to learn about music, but you don't have to be able to play the violin to get a job. So the question is, why aren't we simply saying, here's the math you need to know for 99% of the employment that's out there, so that's what I want you to do in order to get this high school equivalency. And that's really the ticket to getting employment in this tough job market.
Well, and if the goal is indeed for people to be employed, we have to be realistic.
We absolutely do. There's no question about that. And it's also interesting to remember what the history of the high school equivalency exam is. There was no exam until the 1940s when you had a lot of people returning veterans from the war, 27, 28, 29, who had not completed high school. You don't want these people to go back to high school. So you have a lot of people who drop out of high school for a variety of reasons, and they want to get back into the workforce. And again, if employers are going to require the high school degree, it's really important for us to say, what do you actually need for employment? Why are we creating this burden for individuals? It's tough enough in the job market as it is without saying, we're going to make it almost impossible for you to get the degree that you need.
Well, it certainly makes sense to me. David, where can people get a hold of more information about this topic and others that you write about?
Well, they can go to Union Settlement's website at www.unionsettlement.org, and there's a list of a number of op-eds and other opinion pieces that I've written, and they can learn about organization and the good work that we're doing here in East Harlem and New York City.
Well, I appreciate your being with us and talking about this morning a really important point to be made. Thank you so much, David.